Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free on the site, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Much to discuss here tonight. Of course, your calls are the primary element if you make them. Coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about video game ratings. Apparently, or some sort of video game regulation is coming before the Supreme Court, and we'll find out more about what that is about. But first, some apparently really bad news coming from Newswire, one of America's national organizations fighting against illegal immigration, is announcing that 17 states are now filing versions of Arizona's SB 1070 law, which is designed to, as they say, help local police enforce America's existing immigration laws. Of course, what it really does is it authorizes the police to go around and basically harass anybody they bloody well want to and demand all kinds of identification paperwork from them.
Right, and it is an expansion of police power. People will say that it doesn't, that that's not true, that a federal bureaucrat can just ask you for your license on the street. But for one, there aren't federal foot cops out there doing that, so that's not being done. And if they could, that doesn't mean they have the right to do it in the first place. No one has the right to demand from me my citizenship or my identity. Aren't I supposed to be secure in my person, papers, effects, and all, blah, 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 according to the Fourth Amendment? I mean, it's like these people haven't read the Fourth Amendment.
No,
the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply to you when you look like a Mexican.
Well, no, it's not just going to be Mexicans, Mark. Remember, if they just target Mexicans, then they'll be accused of racial profiling.
But that's how it's getting pushed through. That's how people accept it.
That's what people believe about it. The people that are supporting it believe that that's what it's going to be used for. But it's going to be used against everybody. Of course, a lot of the people that would accept the idea of it being used against Mexicans would also accept going ahead and having it used against them as well, because they would just believe, well, that's the price you have to pay to be free.
Oh, they feel great to show their papers because it feels like a privilege. Like, look, I'm a citizen. I get all these bennies.
Here's my membership card.
Yeah, I'm an important person. I'm more important than that person over there who's brown.
So, card member since 1971.
It's a scary, scary situation now with 17 states following Arizona's lead, responding to what they call citizen pressure. Numerous national and local polls indicate that 60 to 81% of Americans, that's a big spread, by the way, support local police enforcing immigration laws. One of their legal immigration, or one of the supporters of this, says, our national network of activists has been working overtime trying to help the state of Arizona and the brave Arizonans who passed this bill. Well, you know, if the Arizonans were brave, they would accept a free market. If they were brave, they would accept that new competitors should be able to enter the marketplace at any time.
You're blaming this on all the people in Arizona, and that's just not the case.
You know, there's certainly...
I mean those people, Mark.
Yes,
there's
certainly
those out there where this isn't a racist motivation. Those people are out there. But there's definitely an element of racism to this, and I think what we just talked about, the idea of having, you know, being a member and being special because you have papers that show that you're a citizen with bennies, that all that nationalism is revolved, I think, around a sort of insecurity. If, you know, there's a sense of like, I need something to say that I'm like an important person.
Tell me who I am.
Other people,
tell me who I am. I'm special.
Every group is defined. Groups are defined by who's excluded, and that's what it's all about. Being an American citizen means that all the rest of them aren't.
You're the best if you're the American, right?
You know, I mean, how would it be if the only Major League Baseball team was the Boston Red Sox? Well, there would be nobody to root against. There'd be no bad people. There'd be no, you know. And this is what it's all about. Look. We're Boston Red Sox around here, or whatever team. You just pick it.
More to the story here. Looks like states including Arkansas, Idaho, Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah have all proposed pretty much the identical legislation as the Arizona law.
That doesn't
law.
Mean they'll keep it. I mean, there's some states where that stuff just won't fly. Just because somebody proposed it, happened to have gotten voted in, doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere.
Sure, I understand that, Mark. But I think it's an indicator of that these politicians are seeing a demand from these people that want to empower the government with greater control over people's lives. And they're all the more happy to say, yes, let's do it. We'll give that one to you. Yeah. I mean, when it comes to the politicians listening to people and being so-called representatives, they're not interested in representing the people that want to roll back the state or want to prevent the state from growing further. But they are, in general, interested if you give them a reason to expand the purview of the state. If they feel as though the American people are demanding more state intrusion in their lives, boy, they are going to jump at the ready to provide it to them. The Americans for Legal Immigration has helped pass some form of immigration enforcement legislation in over 30 states, while the group has also gained a national reputation for defeating legislation designed to give licenses, in-state tuition, and other taxpayer benefits to so-called illegal aliens in 20 states. And then it goes on to promote that particular organization. I believe this is a press release from that group, basically. And so there you have it. So maybe Arizona's not going to be the only state here within the next several months that adopts this sort of stop-and-search, stop-and-identify legislation, and maybe it'll be coming to a city and a police bureaucracy near you to where you could be walking down your local street any time of the day or night and have a cop approach you and say that he has a reasonable suspicion to demand your papers.
Yeah, and at that point, if that's all it says, it's a reasonable suspicion, how are you supposed to stop that from happening? I mean, really?
You can't.
There's no
tell
right
to the judge.
There. Right. There's no right there.
If there has to be repercussions if the right gets violated for the person who violates the right, and there's not. They'll say they're indemnified.
I'm just doing my job.
Yeah. Right. It's reasonable. And who defines reasonable?
They do.
Right. The government defines whether the government agent was reasonable in their suspicion that you might be breaking the law, which is that you are a non-citizen.
You might say that it's absolutely unreasonable to be stopped from going about your business on some arbitrary whim of a bureaucrat. But they don't care what you think, and they don't give a damn about what your interpretation of reasonable is.
Right. The Fourth Amendment says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation.
But that word unreasonable is big enough to put a truck through.
Yep, that's true.
And it's segments of
I think the idea, the idea originally was that you just couldn't go through people's stuff and ask them a bunch of questions. But that's the problem. That's the problem with writing this crap down.
Well, when
people
king
claim
it,
that it's a nation of laws, and they're wrong. It's not a nation of laws. It's a nation of men. When you write your laws, when you write your stinking constitution to say unreasonable, come on.
It was the nation of the king. Now it's a nation of men because it's more than one. It's not just the king anymore. But when the king was searching people, it was unreasonable every time the king did it. But when they get to search you, then it's okay because, well, you elected them. Well, you voted for this.
No, I didn't.
That's what they'll tell you, though. They're your representatives.
They don't represent me.
Well, you had a chance to run for office.
Yeah, but does that mean somebody's going to vote for me?
Well, hey, that's too bad, the way the cookie crumbles. This is our system.
Your system means that the many get to decide how the few have to live.
1-800-25-CAMP.
It's the old
statist
quote.
Excuses.
Is that democracy is two wolves and a small lamb voting on what's for dinner.
Let's talk to Kyle in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Everyone's complaint I hear about all these illegal immigrants is that, oh, well, they're going to come here and they're going to, suckle off the teeth of the Social Security and the tuition and things like that. My answer for them is to say, okay, well, then we'll just get rid of that because nowhere in the Constitution does it say you get to have Social Security or nowhere.
Sure, it's a great
thing they'll say. Well, they'll say, great, I'm all for that, but until then.
Yep.
Well, okay, well, until then, I mean, you can't pull people over and say, where are your papers? And it's not reasonable.
Well, wait, they've been doing that for a long time. They've been pulling people over and demanding ID for a long time. That battle's been lost a long time ago. What we're talking about is stopping people.
I'm talking about, not necessarily driving. If I'm sitting at a bus stop and I look Mexican, they can't come up to me and say, you know,
but we drive
where's your ID?
Who seriously thinks the driver's license is about driving competency?
Oh,
absolutely not.
Anybody who's taken the driving test knows that's not the case. I thank you for the call tonight, Kyle. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code Free trial.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Fatigue. Headaches. Allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are totally free, and they include our listening options. Live streams are available around the clock. We've got a broadband and dial-up version, both free for you, plus our webcam and the listen lines, which allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live. Get all the details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. By the way, that webcam is brought to you by the folks over at memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also customize solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com. As we continue here at 800-259-9231, so we'll talk to you about whatever you want if you make that call. Otherwise, Mark, tell me about the Supreme Court situation. They are looking at some sort of a video game regulation case, since we've already been talking about absurd regulations and the point that government is not necessary for these things, that we can be kept plenty safe by the marketplace actors and the various different third-party certifications that could come about. What is going on?
This is from the HuffingtonPost.com. Washington, the Supreme Court will decide whether free speech rights are more important than helping parents keep violent material away from children. The justices agreed Monday to consider reinstating California's ban on the sale or rental of violent video games to minors, a law the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco threw out last year on grounds that it violated minors' constitutional rights. The California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who signed the law in 2005, said he was pleased that the high court would review the appeals court decision. Mm-hmm. He probably won't be pleased with the decision.
Why? You think the Supreme Court's going to rule on the...
Because there are lots and lots of industries that self-regulate out there, including movies.
Yeah, but this is the children, Mark.
Children. There are lots of industries that deal with children. The movies don't get seen by children.
The movies are. Yeah, well, I shouldn't say it's a bad example. You're right. It does self-regulate, and it's almost as bad as government.
Almost as bad. But at that point, and so is the game one, the ESRB or whatever it is.
Right. Yeah. The ESRB was instituted at the threat of government regulation back in the 1990s.
It kind of reminds me of private schools that are basically a lot like public schools because the government insists that they be.
It's running the same model,
You have these models that sort of build up in order to prevent government regulation, and so they imitate government regulation, and then they suck. And if you look at something like this movie, it's not yet rated. It's a movie about the rating system in the movies. You should watch that movie. I mean, it looks a lot like a government bureaucracy, and it's about as impenetrable and,
So, no, Mark, let me see if I'm clear on this law. This California law prevents the sale or rental of games above a certain rating, presumably mature, to people under the age of 17.
That's my understanding of it, too.
And so the court threw that out. The Ninth Circuit Appeals Court threw that case out, and they rejected it. They said, look, this is nonsense because of the children's rights.
Well, let me read it. Okay. However, the judge who wrote the decision overturning the law said that at the time, there was no research showing a connection between violent video games and psychological harm to young people. The Supreme Court's decision to hear the case comes only a week after the high court voted overwhelmingly to strike down a federal law banning videos showing animal cruelty. Remember, the court just struck down a law, animal cruelty, against a video showing animal cruelty. The California case poses similar free speech concerns, although the state law is aimed at protecting children, raising an additional issue. California's law would have prohibited the sale of rental or rental of video games to those that include killing, maiming, dismembering, or sexually assaulting a member of an image of a human being to anyone under the 18. Of course, at that point, you're only going to do these things to robots, right?
Right, or
zombies,
aliens,
or whatever.
Animals, sure.
Yeah, animal human chimeras, that kind of thing.
It's only 99% human, so it's not a real human.
It also would have created strict labeling requirements for video game manufacturers and blah, blah, blah. So, this court does not seem predisposed to the ruling on this one. I just don't think so.
All right, so what's the big deal then? I mean, if you don't think it's likely
to happen. We talk about good news, right?
Well, there's no good news here yet. I mean,
not good news yet. That's just my belief.
You're speculating on whether or not this will be good. Although you could say that, well, because it's a Democratic administration, that it's more likely to support.
I don't know that the administration has anything.
No, I think you're right, because Hillary Clinton was well known and is well known for supporting these sorts of regulations. So you can't look at a political party label and predict how they're going to come down on an issue like this. Hillary Clinton has been, over the last decade, one of the biggest rallying cries for some sort of federal government regulation of video game content, for having laws like California has, but at a federal level. And indeed, other video game sellers have taken up the mantle of this in probably what is a predicted to be, because essentially they're predicting these laws to come about, and so they're just adjusting their business model in advance of them actually happening to prepare for it. But there are certain video game sellers. GameSpot, I believe, is one of them. Or, excuse me, GameStop. GameStop will card people for buying video games. And I know that the last time Julia was in one of those stores and they tried to do that to her, she walked out. You clearly don't want my business.
Some people do that. Some people don't. I mean, you know, that's
some people do the, what? Walk out?
Walk out.
It's pretty ridiculous when they're not even, like, under a legal threat for it. Like, they're doing it,
it
when they're not legally required to do it. That's pretty.
Well, they lose business and they gain business. You know, the parents out there, I'm sure that the preachers are telling the parents, hey, you know, this place is carding kids. They're making sure the kids don't get those ultraviolet video games. You take your little young in there and you can buy them some safe video games. You know, I'm sure that's being done.
Are they? That may be. And it's totally speculative. It's hard to say which way or the other.
Oh, but I don't know which one's beneficial.
My thought is that the larger video game market is not the prudish church going type, but I don't know.
There's a segment for it, and they buy video games, and if you want your store to be targeted towards those people, that's fine. Walmart does similar types of things, so, you know, what are you going to do?
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231, so we will see how that pans out. Since we're talking about restrictions on content, let's talk about the Television Council, the Parents Television Council. Who are they?
They are a fun group.
Who are they?
They're an organization that essentially has what used to be a mailing list and is now an email list of a large amount of people that are concerned about families and Christian values and things like that.
A group of very unfun people, people you do not want to hang around with if you enjoy having fun.
So what they'll do is when somebody does something bad on the television or the radio, usually it's national, this group will send out, will blast to its email list and say, make sure that you get a hold of the FCC and tell them what you think, and here's a convenient link to do so, and here's our form that we filled out for
and
you.
And call the broadcaster, too.
All you have to do is blah, 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 blah. And so they send out this message to these people to do that. People who wouldn't otherwise do it, but now that they're on this list.
Because they didn't watch.
Right. So people disingenuously complaining about something they didn't see.
Right. In many cases, it's something they heard about from this Parents Television Council. So we'll tell you what they're up to here in a few moments. 800-259-9231, because they're always up to something. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features there we give away. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the sale. It's still the same Amazon, still the same great prices. You know the experience. You've been there before. It's the world's largest shopping opportunity, shopping experience on the internet. They sell virtually everything, dozens of categories, even used items. So it's the same Amazon. You're just entering through our link, and that is allowing us to get a cut of the sales. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Here in a moment, we'll tell you what the Parents Television Council is up to these days. But first, your phone calls. Scott is in Canada on the Amp Line. Hello, Scott.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I recently worked on a video project about homosexual people in Canada and sort of the law, stuff like that. And you kind of hear about it, but we forget a lot of times because I was interviewing people that are like 60 years old or so, people that were around quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear some of their stories is pretty remarkable about how it was illegal. You know, sodomy was illegal. People were arrested and harassed and went to jail for being homosexual. And I think sometimes we forget that, even though in Canada, obviously, we've gone a little bit farther as far as what same-sex people can do as far as marriage and stuff like that. But, you sometimes forget about how these people were harassed. And, you know, if a same-sex a couple were married and one of them decided to leave the marriage and came out as a lesbian, for example, they would lose their kids. They would not have custody. Same with the men. That's just the way it was, and I'm wondering if Dale wanted to. Like, I'm not sure how old Dale is, so I don't know what he's had to deal with as far as harassment.
You're old. 87.
Yeah, Dale, how familiar are you with these stories about people being prosecuted?
Up into the double digits of age.
What was the question? Sodomy. Yeah. People prosecuted for sodomy. How familiar are you with that?
Well, I'm kind of familiar with the idea of it. I was kicked out of the military for being gay.
Oh, you were?
Before Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Really? I had never heard this.
Head out of behind.
No, I have. Oh, I knew you were gay. I mean, well, at least I'd strongly suspected it. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you were
kicked out of the Navy.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm very uncomfortable about it for a while.
Gay guy in Navy. I always thought there was some joke involved in there. But
very uncomfortable subject for a while. But now I can talk about it, and it's just a thing. It's just a thing. But it was before Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and a lot of people, They say, well, but Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Yeah, actually, I was, kicked out before Don't Ask, literally maybe a year before Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Mm-hmm. I remember Clinton was elected shortly after I was kicked out and everything. So that was in 92.
So what did they do to you? Did they give you a dishonorable discharge?
They tried to. They tried to give me a less than honorable discharge. What exactly would have been?
Several of them.
It's really complicated, the different kinds of discharges, actually.
Yes,
a lot of people think it's either honorable or dishonorable. It's actually more complicated.
Right. There's a regular discharge discharge. They have
there's general, there's honorable. There's less than honorable. There's dishonorable. Usually dishonorable is a lot more severe than people think. It usually takes a crime.
Felony.
They tried to get me a less than honorable, but I basically just got a recommendation on paper. I opted not to go and actually have like a hearing for it. I could have attended a hearing and fought verbally for
at the time
it was very upsetting. Well, I mean, it was very upsetting. It was just a stressful process. I didn't particularly want to stay in the military, but I didn't want it to be that way. So it was an upsetting process, but I basically had the pastor who I'd talked to who was a friend of mine at the time, who was helping me sort through some issues, this as well as some other ones, wrote me a good recommendation for why I should get an honorable discharge. And went through this process of stressing out for a month and a half and not quite out yet, where I was waiting to see how they're going to discharge me, and ultimately it was honorable. And it still stays stressful after that.
How did they?
To jobs, and if you had a military history, they wanted paperwork.
Oh,
so I had to bring them paperwork that was
So they all your job applicants would know that you were a gay man.
Well, that was a big part of it. Was that this had to be an issue now, whether I wanted it to or not. Mm-hmm. Normally I could just not bring it up, but I had to think about that and stuff.
So are you familiar with what Scott's talking about also, with people being prosecuted for sodomy and that sort of thing in the past?
Yeah, it doesn't happen a lot because, it's – now it doesn't, obviously, because it's not illegal anymore. But the big case –
I think sodomy is still illegal. Point of information, I think sodomy is still illegal in a lot of places.
No, the Supreme Court decided you can't.
Really?
You can't ban sexual practices in private, something to that effect.
Wow, I was not aware of that, because I thought that there were still some – I mean, even not just sodomy, but there are still laws I thought against, like in Florida, against having sex with somebody outside of marriage. I thought that stuff like that
there was. There has been.
But the laws are still in the book. They're just not valid.
Yeah, they're considered unconstitutional.
So they're still there.
Based on a Supreme Court decision. I think the big case was in Texas. There was actually – the police actually raided – someone's home, and these two guys were actually prosecuted. It was a felony. The funny thing about it was, I know, like in Georgia, I think it was in Georgia, it used to have sodomy laws. Georgia's sodomy law was struck down or was ended before the Supreme Court decision. But I think it was in Georgia they pointed out that, to point out the absurdity of it, it was like a 1 year maximum sentence for necrophilia, 1 year maximum sentence for public sex, 1 year maximum sentence for bestiality, but sodomy, like same sex relations, was a felony with 20-year. None of those were felonies either. Sodomy was a 20-year maximum sentence. So the joke was, you could have sex with a dead donkey in public on the city hall steps and get a maximum sentence of 3 years for the three different charges, but have sex in private with someone of the same gender, and you could get a 20-year sentence.
Scott, does that answer your question?
Maybe that's a civil disobedience. Someone could try at Central Square.
I'll pass.
It would feel kind of silly considering that it's not illegal anymore. So.
Well, I guess it wouldn't matter anymore. But one of the people I talked to were a couple that got married in 1972 in Canada,
And it wasn't legalized in Canada until 2005. So it took 33 years from the moment, like, the first civil disobedience happened for same-sex marriage. So it just kind of, you know, kind of shows that the system, you know, pretty slow.
Yeah, it really does trail significantly popular opinion. I mean, if you just look at the war on drugs is a good current example of that, how it continues.
And there's so many examples of how public opinion changes, but politics are so slow and so behind.
Yep.
And, but the homosexual thing is what I like to often bring up with people, because it's a really easy way to show how the state is always behind the times. And, you know, just they do stupid crap.
The state's behind the time when it comes to dismantling laws. It's ahead of the time when it comes to creating them. So, you know, if the marketplace is looking to...
What do you mean by that?
If the marketplace is moving towards doing something, what oftentimes will happen is people say, well, we need this. So the marketplace is moving towards more fuel-efficient vehicles as time goes by. But people say, we need all vehicles to be this fuel-efficient by this date, and let's get a law in place to do it. So if you would leave things alone in some cases, but then once those regulations are in place, getting rid of them, the closest thing to eternal is a law.
Yeah. True. Well, the thing is, I think you got people, the people who want it are passionate and vocal and go and do stuff, and then there's like the many, many, many people out there who kind of wouldn't like it, but not enough to go out and be as passionate and vocal as the people who are trying to make it happen. And so I think it's sort of the nature of the beast that it's easy to pass new laws, it's easy to get some special thing in place for some special interest group, but it's a constant exhausting battle to fight and prevent those things. And so that's actually, you know, that's why you're really you're fighting a losing battle trying to prevent them.
Scott, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Mark, I generally understand where you're coming from, where you're pointing out that a politician will run out in front of a parade and pass some law that it seems like it's already happening in the marketplace. That may be a true statement. But I think in general, government is very slow to respond to things that are happening. If they happen to notice something that they can run out in front of, they will. But on the other hand, when that does happen, it also throws off the marketplace. Because if the government says, well, we're going to mandate that everybody have the swirl lights instead of the incandescent lights.
I think ethanol is a great example, too. You know, that people were saying, well, they're moving towards ethanol. But the marketplace didn't get a chance to check ethanol out.
It's the government picking the winning idea from the marketplace of ideas and legislating it. And that really throws off the market's action of competition and innovation, and it really screws things up. 800-259-9231. So when the government people run out in front of a parade, it's a dangerous thing. Free Talk Live, we're coming up.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NOPE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with the program as well. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, forum, and the AMP-only podcast, which is absent our normal podcast commercials. So enjoy. Head on over. Get signed up for with any major credit card or PayPal or some of our alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls about absolutely anything. But first, the latest on the Parents Television Council and what they're up to these days. These guys have always got some little project they're working on to control the content that you as an adult can interact with and see and hear. This is a group of busybodies that makes it their life's work to contact television stations and television networks and the FCC and snitch out programming that they don't like, that they want the government to look into a little closer and pass new regulations against. Well, who are they picking on now? It's apparently a brand new CBS television series. They've ramped up their ongoing crusade against how human beings actually speak, this according to ArsTechnica.com, by condemning the title of the series. So, I don't even know what the content of the show is. It's the title that is there, is what they're objecting to. Here it is. $!!! My dad says. Now, when you look at the $!, the pound sign, it looks like kind of like an S. The pound sign looks kind of like an H. We're reaching here, right?
Exclamation point.
But the next letter is an asterisk. There's no line underneath it, but the suggestion is that's supposed to be an I, and the exclamation point, I suppose, is supposed to be a T, maybe? I'm reaching there at what this might possibly mean.
Well, it's a curse word.
It is supposed to be a curse word, yeah.
And, well, it's a censoring of a curse word.
It's exactly. It's, yeah.
Well, CBS, according to the Parents Television Council president, Tim Winter, he says CBS intentionally chose to insert an expletive into the actual name of a show, and despite its claims that the word will be bleeped, it is just CBS's latest demonstration of its contempt for families and the public. There are an infinite number of alternatives that CBS could have chosen, like darn or shucks. I inserted those last two words. But he says there are an infinite number of alternatives that CBS could have chosen, but its desire to shock and offend is crystal clear in this decision. We're scratching our heads, says Ars Technica, at the infinite number of alternatives for which CBS could have opted. The series, starring William Shatner, is based on the actual tweets of Justin Halpern, who lives and functions as an informal scribe for his 74-year-old father, a devotee of intemperate language. He's awesome, writes Justin. I just write down the expletive that he says. The latest tweets include, they're offended, and then there's a bunch of words that are expletives that are being spelled with strange characters. Mm-hmm. F asterisk, up caret, ampersand, not ampersand, but the at symbol, K. So they're just spelling these curse words in unusual kind of internet alternative methods. Like if you were to be posting on an internet forum.
Leet speak.
Right, it's kind of like that, where the hacker types will replace letters with numbers and special characters and things like that to get around things like profanity sensors.
Yeah.
So on an internet forum that has a profanity sensor turned on, if you type the F word out, it will notice it and it will asterisk it out completely. But if you type the F word using strange, bizarro characters that kind of looks like the F word, but it's not the actual letters of the word, then it won't get – it'll pass through, if you will, the sensors.
I had a friend get upset with me for – I was self-censor – when I would put something in the subject of an email, and, you know, I'd still spelling out a cuss word.
Yeah, I don't.
Particularly bad, like the F-bomb or something.
I would
put in some asterisks.
Yeah, same here.
He got upset with me for that. He's like, well, just spell it out. You know, that's actually more attention getting if my boss walks by than if you just spelled the word, which would just blend in with the rest of the subject line, you know. So
according to the PTC, not only shouldn't you hear the actual words on TV, but you shouldn't read mnemonics for them either. The PTC will wage an unrelenting campaign. This is back to the PTC guy here, Winter. The PTC will wage an unrelenting campaign against every network advertiser that chooses to support this program. And in this instance, we will wage an unrelenting campaign against every local advertiser sponsoring the program at the affiliate station level. We will challenge the broadcast license of every network affiliate that chooses to air the program before 10 p.m. or that chooses to air a promotion of the program before 10 p.m.
This is the kind of stepped-up rhetoric that these kind of organizations use. You notice he said that anybody who sponsors this program, okay, these people that are advertising within this program are not sponsoring that program.
Pretty unlikely.
Right. They're actually buying ads from 6P to 10P or 6P to 11P on a rotator, and they can get stuck in anywhere in there. They're not picking that show. Their ad is just happens to be placed there. But this guy's stepped up rhetoric says that they're sponsoring this show. And you know, I just find this with these kind of people, these political activists that want to enforce their opinions on you. This is how they talk. They don't look at the world as it exists. They look at it as they step it up and they put it right in your face. And these people are, to me, more offensive than whatever it is that they're talking about.
Absolutely. They are just some of the most despicable busybodies because they believe they know what's best. They believe they know what words people should be able to hear, what concepts they should be allowed to experience, and they're willing to enforce their viewpoint and force it on everybody else using the violence of the state rather than just going about their business and doing whatever it is that they need to do to protect their children from these influences.
Right, because Jack doesn't see these words on television. You know why? Because we don't have broadcast TV at my house. Mm. That problem is taken care of. All the stuff he sees comes in on DVD. We watch it with him. And, you know, that's handled. If that's your concern for your child, handle it. I would also like to point out,
I think it's, you know what, Mark, I think these people who want this are also the types who are of this mindset that they want the government raising their children. Then they want the government raising everyone else's children too, and so they want to control what the government, how the government raises everyone's children, so that it's in everyone's children, so that it's in a manner that they prefer.
Right. You can ask, people will tell, give you their opinion on how to raise, properly raise children all over the place, and the older the person is, the more likely they are to give you that opinion.
Well, everybody has an opinion, but some of them want to force it down their throat.
Right, and that's how it goes. They, you know, they think that their vote should be about what their opinion's about. No, it shouldn't. Your opinion is your opinion, and your political opinion should be that people should be able to do what they want to do, as long as, and the marketplace can regulate itself. Let me give you some examples. Here's a great example. Free Talk Live. We do not use, a certain level of profanity that is a higher level of profanity, or lower level. We regulate ourselves on a higher level than we have to on this show than, say, your morning morning zoo show, where they bleep out the words and they'll say Vulcan instead of the F word, or they'll say, they'll say whatever. They'll just add extra words and stuff like that. Free Talk Live doesn't do that because our stations don't want us to use particular terms. So we actually regulate at a higher level than the marketplace does. And if you don't want to hear it, you'll tune out. If your easy listening station's going to come out with the DJ between Perry Como and Dean Martin, he's going to come out and say a bunch of cuss words. I mean, I think you'll go to the other easy listening station in town. This is what people are scared of. They're scared that
the dial it will be just vulgar profanity, and it's nonsense. Clearly, there's a demand for a certain type of programming. And, of course, the fact that the FCC exists actually makes it more difficult to avoid vulgar programming. If what you're trying to do is shield your children from the way people normally talk, as Ars Technica points out, I mean, from reality, which I think is a really poor idea as far as parenting is concerned. But again, that's just my opinion on how to parent.
I don't like the idea of a small child using the F-bomb and the S-bomb. And
it's only because there's some sort of societal proclamation against using those things. They're just words.
They're just words. I just prefer the idea. But my child isn't going to use those words, at least up to a certain age.
Okay, well, whatever. All I'm telling you is that the reason why, because the FCC exists, means that all of the television and radio programming that is available to the mass market is available in the same band. So as far as the frequency spectrum, if you're scanning the band on the FM dial, you are going to hear an easy listening station, and then you're going to hear the foul-mouthed rock station disc jockeys. And if you want your kids to be able to avoid that, with the FCC set up, there really isn't any way besides not having a radio or not having a television, but there is an alternative. I'll tell you about it coming up.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.